It's a windy afternoon in Lynn Canal, time for a safety drill on board the ferry Malaspina. Instructions blast over the PA system as crew members in orange float coats lower rescue boats over the side. There's no real emergency here, but on a larger scale, there is. Many Alaska Marine Highway ferries are showing signs of age. Fares are rising and sailings have become less frequent. Most importantly, funding is dropping, pointing to what could be dark times ahead.
We can continue to admire the problem and the resulting report, like has happened so many times in the past. Or we can do something.
Mark Lucan is commissioner of the State Department of Transportation, which includes the ferry system. He's speaking at the Southeast Conference annual meeting in Haines. And the report he's talking about, it's a near-final draft of a plan to change how the Marine Highway is managed and, in some cases, operated.
I strongly suggest crafting legislation necessary to move this effort forward and create a public corporation that will take over governance of the system.
The report was produced by consultants for a statewide committee planning for the ferry system's future. It's a cooperative effort involving government and the Southeast Conference, the regional development organization formed in the 1950s to lobby for the ferry system's creation. The new corporation would continue to receive state and federal funds, but backers say it would provide a buffer between the ferry system and shifting political priorities.
It's not a complete divorce from state government.
Susan Bell is a former state commerce commissioner who's with the McDowell Group, which contributed to the report.
There's a lot of ways that the public has accountability. There's a lot of ways that other agencies like Department of Transportation, law, and administration can continue to support it.
The corporation would have its own staff, overseen by a 7-member board appointed by the governor. It's modeled, in part, on the Alaska Railroad Corporation. Former Transportation Commissioner Mark Hickey was part of the effort to create that corporation in the mid-1980s.
If I were in charge of the world, I would do a bill where I'm as far away from all of the rest of state government as I possibly can be. Have your own lawyers, do your own labor negotiations. You can't do that completely. You're going to be tied, but generally push to have freedom and autonomy.
Another major change is how and when the system would be funded. Jim Calvin is senior economic analyst for the McDowell Group.
The reason that you want this sort of advanced planning opportunity, the forward funding that can support this advanced planning, is so that people can plan accordingly, particularly businesses that need long lead times to plan their business operations around the service that the Marine Highway can provide.
The state legislature would have to agree for the plan to work. That's been a difficult battle for the education budget, which has had much broader support.
Forward funding in a year in advance, and this budgetary climate, I think it's a bridge too far.
Senator Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican, is skeptical. He says the whole reform plan could leave the ferry system open to deeper budget cuts. He calls forward funding, quote, a novel idea, but he points to a recently discovered budget glitch that could leave the ferries without operational funds this spring.
I think you're kind of on the wrong track. I think the forward funding issue should be to try to get it funded through June of this year.
Representative Sam Keto, a Juneau Democrat, has a different take. He says he'll introduce legislation to forward fund the system. A third significant operational change is labor relations. Bell says the corporation would take over contract negotiations. That would allow it to change work rules, which could reduce staff and bring savings.
We think that the system would benefit from a more direct relationship between the Marine Highway governance and the unions. And we believe that not only the change to the corporate structure, but direct negotiations will enhance that.
The report says wages and benefits make up about 60% of the ferry system's costs. It recommends moving toward smaller and simpler ships with fewer staff.
We're not going to be helping the workforce.
Captain Joan Sizemore is a Marine pilot working in Southeast Alaska. The former ferry employee is concerned about the direction.
Seems to be that the impetus right now is to cut costs by removing people. And if you have fewer people working on those ferries, that's fewer dollars to spend in Alaska.
The ferry reform plan calls for the fleet to remain at 9 ships, the current number of active vessels. But two large ferries, the Columbia and the Kennecott, would be gone. Captain John Reeves of the Elliott Bay Design Group says some others would be replaced with simpler ships.
Some of the shorter routes, you don't necessarily need to have a crew on board 24/7 because the vessel is just making shorter runs. So if we can have a different vessel, has a smaller crew, it's cheaper to operate, but still provides the same service to the communities.
The ferry reform report also includes what it calls a minimal service model. That would reduce the fleet from 9 to 7 ships and the annual weeks of service by about 20%. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Haines.